Today on Gardening in a Minute, gas versus electric tools. When contemplating the purchase of a new power tool for your landscape, you may find yourself in the aisle of the garden center wondering, gas or electric? Lawnmowers, chainsaws, and hedge trimmers all offer a choice in power supply source. Electric devices have a power cord that could be inconvenient and cumbersome to use, but they can require less money and effort to operate and maintain. Gas power tools require more maintenance. Their gas, oil, and replacement parts, like spark plugs, can be costly. These machines can also contribute more to air pollution and global warming and can be noisier than electric devices. But one advantage to gas-powered tools is that they can provide more power than their electric counterparts. For more about tools and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, taking a soil sample. Whether you're deciding what to plant or just doing some troubleshooting, you should get your soil tested. A soil test can tell you either what nutrients your soil contains or what the pH of your soil is. Soil pH affects which nutrients a plant can get from the soil. You can take a sample from a limited area like a bed or a small garden, or for a large area like a lawn, you can take samples from multiple locations to get an average reading. Detailed directions come with a soil sample kit, which you can get from your county extension office or the IFIS Extension Soil Testing Laboratory. Within a few weeks, you'll get the results and you'll be able to make smart plant and fertilizer choices. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, St. Augustine grass. St. Augustine grass is the most popular type of lawn grass in Florida, with green to blue-green color. It's easy and quick to establish the grass from sod or plugs. On the other hand, St. Augustine grass can turn brown during periods of drought unless watered regularly, which may not be possible during times of water restrictions. It will also turn brown in most parts of the state during the winter. Reduce watering and stop fertilizing during the cool months. Chinch bugs and grubs can be major insect pests that are difficult to treat. Proper maintenance will help minimize problems. Regular watering, fertilizing, and mowing are a must for green, healthy turf. And if your grass shows signs of stress, disease, or pests, make sure you know what ails it before beginning treatment. For more about St. Augustine grass and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Red Buckeye. The red buckeye is a small tree that makes a pleasing addition to the landscape, especially where there's limited room for larger trees. The tree will usually reach only 15 to 20 feet tall in the yard. It's most popular for its springtime display of beautiful red flower clusters that attract hummingbirds. But the red buckeye's coarse, open structure and light brown, flaky bark also add appealing interest to what can otherwise be a dull winter landscape. Red buckeye will do best in partial sun and is fairly shade tolerant. It can thrive in a number of different soil types and should be irrigated during dry times. To establish your red buckeye, plant it in winter or early spring. For more about red buckeye and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, how to make your own scouting kit. Scouting is the monitoring of pest populations, which helps gardeners make good decisions about whether they should treat the problem or wait to see if it gets worse. A scouting kit will help guide your pest management efforts. Making a kit is simple. Include a hand lens or magnifying glass for examining plants for pests, and books and other field guides to aid in identification. Remember that most insects aren't pests. Your kit should contain gloves, sealable containers to place insects in, and alcohol to preserve them. Pruning shears, a hand trowel, and tweezers are also useful, as well as insecticidal soap for low toxicity treatment. Keep your scouting kit somewhere safe and convenient, away from children and pets. Use it frequently to help manage pests before they're a problem. For more information about making your own scouting kit, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WFT-FM.